Discount rate. Federal Reserve member banks are permitted to borrow money from the District Reserve Banks to expand their lending operations, increase reserves. The discount rate is the rate charged by the Federal Reserve when it lends money to its member banks. The prime rate, the short-term interest rate charged to a bank's largest, most creditworthy customers, is strongly influenced by the Fed's discount rate. In turn, the prime rate is often the basis for determining a bank's interest rate on other loans, including home mortgages. When the Federal Reserve System discount rate is high, bank interest rates are high. When bank interest rates are high, fewer loans are made, and less money circulates in the marketplace. A lower discount rate results in lower interest rates, more bank loans, and more money in circulation. The primary mortgage market. The primary mortgage market is made up of the lenders that originate mortgage loans. These lenders make money available directly to borrowers. From a borrower's point of view, a loan is a means of financing an expenditure. From a lender's point of view, a loan is an investment. All investors look for profitable returns on their investments. Income on the loan is realized from two sources. Finance charges collected at closing, such as loan origination fees and discount points. Recurring income, the interest collected during the term of the loan in addition to the income directly related to loans. Some lenders derive income from servicing loans for other mortgage lenders or the investors who have purchased the loans. Servicing loans involve such activities as collecting payments, including insurance and taxes. Accounting. Bookkeeping, preparing insurance and tax records. Processing payments of taxes and insurance, and following up on loan payment and delinquency. Primary mortgage market. Thrifts. Savings associations. Commercial banks. Insurance companies. Credit unions. Pension funds. Endowment funds. Investment group financing. Mortgage banking companies, mortgage broker licensing. The Federal Secure and Fair Enforcement for Mortgage Licensing Act of 2008, SAFE Act, requires that each individual state must license and register mortgage loan originators, MLOs. An MLO is defined as anyone who, for compensation or expectation of compensation, takes a residential mortgage loan by phone or in person. Among those exempt from license requirements are those who perform only clerical or administrative tasks and real estate licensees, unless compensated by a loan originator. Because Illinois is a participant, all Illinois MLOs are required to register. Illinois also requires an 8-hour continuing education course. The secondary mortgage market. In the secondary mortgage market, loans are bought and sold only after they have been funded by primary lenders. Lenders routinely sell loans to increase reserves, avoid interest rate risks, and to realize profits on the sales. This secondary market activity helps lenders raise capital to continue making mortgage loans. Secondary market activity is especially desirable when money is in short supply. It stimulates both the housing construction market and the mortgage market by expanding the types of loans available. When a loan is sold, the original lender may continue to collect the payments from the borrower. The lender then passes the payments along to the investor who purchased the loan. The investor is charged a fee for servicing of the loan. In the secondary market, various agencies purchase a number of mortgage loans and assemble them into packages, called pools. These agencies purchase mortgages from banks and savings associations. Securities that represent shares in these pooled mortgages are then sold to investors or other agencies and the public. Institution secondary market function. Fannie Mae conventional, VA, FHA loans. Freddie Mac mostly conventional loans. Ginnie Mae special assistance loans. Fannie Mae. In September 2008, the Federal National Mortgage Association, Fannie Mae, became a government-owned enterprise. Until that time, it was organized as a completely privately owned corporation that issued its own stock. Then, as now, it provides a secondary market for mortgage loans. Fannie Mae deals in conventional and federal housing administration, FHA, and Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, loans. Fannie Mae buys from a lender a block or pool of mortgages that may then be used as collateral for mortgage-backed securities that are sold on the global market. Freddie Mac. The Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, Freddie Mac, is also now a government-owned enterprise, similar to Fannie Mae, which provides a secondary market primarily for conventional loans. Many lenders use the standardized forms and follow the guidelines issued by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. In fact, the use of such forms is mandatory for lenders wishing to sell mortgages in the agency's secondary mortgage market. The standardized documents include loan applications, credit reports, and appraisal forms. Ginnie Mae. The Government National Mortgage Association, Ginnie Mae, has always been a governmental agency. Ginnie Mae is a division of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, organized as a corporation without capital stock. Ginnie Mae guarantees mortgage-backed securities using FHA and VA loans as collateral. The Ginnie Mae pass-through certificate is a security interest in a pool of mortgages that provides for a monthly pass-through of principal and interest payments directly to the certificate holder. Such certificates are guaranteed by Ginnie Mae. Financing techniques. Straight loans. A straight loan or interest-only loan, also known as a term loan, is a non-amortized loan that essentially divides the loan into two amounts to be paid off separately. The borrower makes periodic payments of interest only, followed by the payment of the principal in full at the end of the term. Amortized loans. Unlike a straight loan payment, the payment in an amortized loan partially pays off both principal and interest. Most mortgage and deed of trust loans are amortized loans. Regular periodic payments are made over a term of years, generally 15 or 30 years, although 40 and 50-year mortgages are available. Each payment is applied first to the interest owed. The balance of the payment is then applied to the principal amount. Interest and principal credited from amortized payments. Lenders charge borrowers a certain percentage of the principal as interest for each year a debt is outstanding. The amount of interest due on any one payment date is calculated by computing the total yearly interest based on the unpaid balance and dividing that figure by the number of payments made each year. For example, assume the current outstanding balance of a loan is $70,000. The interest rate is 7.5% per year, and the monthly payment is $489.30. Based on these facts, the interest and principal due on the next payment would be computed as shown. $70,000 loan balance x 0.075 annual interest rate equals $5,250 annual interest. $5,250 annual interest. 12 months equals $437.50 monthly interest. $489.30 monthly payment. $437.50 monthly interest equals $51.80 monthly principal. $70,000 loan balance. $51.80 monthly principal equals $69,948. 20. This process is followed with each payment over the term of the loan. The same calculations are made each month, starting with the declining new balance figure from the previous month. The most frequently used plan is the fully amortized loan, or level payment loan. The mortgager pays a constant amount, usually monthly. The lender credits each payment first to the interest due, then to the principal amount of the loan. As a result, while each payment remains the same, the portion applied to repayment of the principal grows and the interest due declines as the unpaid balance of the loan is reduced. If the borrower pays additional amounts that are applied directly to the principal, the loan will amortize more quickly. This benefits the borrower because, yes, he will pay less interest if the loan is paid off before the end of its term,